Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
Hello and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. This week, we talk about music. New music, to be exact. And if you think new music means recently released albums, keep listening as we revisit a conversation I had with Patrick David Clark, who was a resident composer at the Mizzou New Music Festival this summer. And hang on till the end of the show for a sonic ID from one of Columbia's more memorable citizens. Patrick David Clark is the 2011 Sinkfield Composition Prize winner and was one of eight composers selected to write a piece for musical group Alarm Will Sound. But really, this is a conversation about music. I started by asking him, what is new music anyway?
It's really kind of the legacy of classical music. In that sense, it's the same instruments. So we've got violins and flutes and and the xylophones and things like that, something that challenges the status quo in music. It isn't particularly experimental music, but it's not going to sound like Mozart.
So what will it sound like?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that has always held music together is tonality, knowledge of chords, and things that we've traditionally expected in melody will be a bit different, sometimes a bit more angular, perhaps. Maybe it'll be the opposite direction. Maybe it'll be very, very peaceful music, you know.
When you're composing, what's your process like? Are you like, dun, 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 or I don't know, that's how I picture someone sort of tapping it out, or obviously you're not singing. Maybe you are. I don't know.
Well, absolutely. Both of the above are going on. Two things I think that I would say for me are primary. One is I try to run every day, and it's very physically stimulating. The terrain is dynamic. You got to watch your step, or you'll go down. It creates a rhythm inside of me where I always think of music, and I always think, God, that would be so cool. It's something that the body is telling us. It's something that we pick up not from some out there, but right inside of ourselves as we operate as physical beings, and it's sort of concentrated in a dynamic exercise sort of things. Another thing is I think of music as very visceral and very physical. I think some Stravinsky quote that I don't know, he liked Bach because when he heard Bach, he could taste the reed and smell the rosin. And I never forgot that. And so when I think of music and I am composing it, you know, I try to taste the reed and I try to smell the rosin.
What's it like to hear your stuff be played?
At first, it's almost frightening. Oh my gosh, I wonder what everybody's thinking. I wonder if they absolutely hate this or love it. You know, I don't know. I find usually I'm terribly uncomfortable if my music is being played. We live in an age where we get recordings so that we can go back and we can listen again. And once we get over, so to speak, the sound of our voice, then we're able to hear the music. Usually I come to like my music better upon re-listenings.
So you never really know what your piece is until you hear it, is that right?
You don't know what it's going to sound like. You don't know what the blends are going to be. There's a certain animal that forms, a beast, when all of these instruments come together. And you can figure, you can shape a finger, and you can make the eye exactly the way you want it. But when every part comes together to make the whole, you can't imagine what that beast is going to be. It's kind of like a human being. Let's say you have a baby. You know, I mean, you just don't know what that's going to be.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was the 2011 Sinkfield Composition Prize winner, Patrick David Clark, talking about his work. If you missed the New Music Festival, fear not. You can still get your new music fix on at the MU New Music Ensemble Concert, happening December 5th. And now, a sonic ID from downtown Columbia. Here's Richard LeGrand.
I am the person who lives in Columbia that drives my wheelchair backwards. I go backwards everywhere. First, you judge where you're at. And you just catch your good foot and start it off. And then you can go any old direction. I go a lot faster than this. But that's how I do it.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. Thanks for listening.